Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our God and Maker, we want to say thank you to you this day. We bless and we honor you, everlasting Father, for yet another day in our lives, for a miracle of sleeping and waking up, for fighting our battles, for granting us all manners of victory. Father, Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for all our previous broadcasts. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you for your word that delivers, for your word that brings forth the gift of salvation, for your word that draws closer to you. Everlasting Lord, we bless and we honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we want to commit today's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively for your glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. It gives me great joy, as always, to welcome you to this favorite program of yours, Commanding Your Day. And today, I'll be discussing with us what I titled, Enter into a New Realm. Somebody is going to enter into a new realm of abundant blessing, a new realm of joy, a new realm of peace, a new realm of total victory, because God, Almighty God, is with you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 51, Isaiah chapter 51, and I'm reading from verse 11. The Bible says, "And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible is telling us that sorrow and sighing, they shall flee away from you. No more sorrows, no more frustration. The Almighty God will be with you. He will give you a total turnaround for the better in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's see different levels of new realms we can enter into. For that new realm, you need the Spirit of God to be upon you, as it was upon Saul. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10, reading verse 6, "Then the Spirit of the Lord will rush upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man." There is somebody here today that the Spirit of God will rush upon you in the name of Jesus. You will begin to prophesy. You will be a new person altogether, because it is no longer you that is operating, but the Spirit of God that is in you. Who is in you is greater than who is in the world. You begin to do exploits for the Lord, because His Spirit is upon you, and so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you enter into that new realm too, the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 62 verse 2, "Say, the nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give." You will be called a new name. The Lord is going to give you a new name. In that verse, they say, "You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord." And verse 4 says, "You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, For you shall be called the delight, my delight in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. The Lord will delight in you. In the name of Jesus, no longer shall you be called forsaken. You will not be forsaken by God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will crown you with beauty. He will put upon you the royal diadem. In the mighty name of Jesus, the whole world will see the righteousness of God in you. The glory of God in you will be fully manifested like never before. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says He will give you a new name, call you a new name. The Lord Almighty God will grant you a new name. In the name of Jesus, a name of victory, a name of joy, a name of fulfillment. Every bad name that you have been called, the Almighty God will turn them around for the better in the name of Jesus. He will give you a new name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Number three thing is that when you get into this new realm, the Bible tells us in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 10, it says, "So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceeding great army." Oh, when you enter into a new realm, you begin to hear clearly from the Lord, like never before. Whenever the Lord speaks to you, you will hear Him. He will take you out of confusion. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not only hear Him, but the Lord will back up the words of your mouth. As you speak, your word will become the power of God. The Almighty God will back the word of your mouth with signs, with wonders, with miracles following you. He says, "So I prophesy as He commanded me." The Almighty God will begin to give you the grace to obey Him at all times, to follow His instruction. "I prophesy as He commanded me, and bread came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceeding great army." That which has been dead in your life, the goodness of God in your life that have been dead, the Almighty God will resurrect them. The resurrection power that brought back our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that power will be released unto you in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. You will have a renewed passion, a renewed hunger, a renewed desire for the things of the kingdom. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the Spirit of God is now upon you like never before, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. When you enter into that new realm, the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 1, it says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things on the earth." Brothers and sisters, you will enter into that new realm that your focus will be on the things above. Your focus will be on to please your God, to please your God every day, in the morning, at daytime, at nighttime. The Lord will grant you that grace to please Him. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, every step you take will please the Lord. Every action you take will please the Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will seek after Him with all your heart, with all your strength, because you are now operating in a new dimension, a dimension that you have never done before. The Lord will grant you that grace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, the Almighty God will renew your strength. As we see in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So shall it be concerning you in the name of Jesus. The grace to patiently wait upon the Lord will renew it unto you. In the name of Jesus, He will give you a renewed vigor, a renewed strength. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, you shall mount up with wings like eagles. You will run and you will not be weary. You will walk and you will not faint. You will not stumble. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, every pit that the enemy have dug for you, you will not fall into them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because you are a renewed person, your inner man is renewed. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 says, so we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Your inner self is being renewed day by day. You will operate in sound mind. You will operate in sound mind. The Lord will strengthen you. Diseases, affliction shall be far away from you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, He will empower you. He will embolden you. In the name of Jesus. And at the end of the day, the Lord will give you a new song. A new song. The book of Psalm 40. Psalm 40 verse 3 says, He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. He will put a new song in your mouth. By the reason of your testimony, those who do not know this God will come to know Him. In the mighty name of Jesus, song of praise, song of joy, song of victory, song of fruitfulness, song of fulfillment shall be coming from your mouth every day of your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, you will not lack anything good. It tells us in the book of Psalm 34 verse 10, say, the young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall lack no good thing. You will not lack anything good. You will not lack anything good. The all-sufficient God will provide for you. He will meet you at your point of need. Whenever you cry unto Him, the Lord will answer you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, He will not turn His back to you. You will not be forsaken. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Almighty God will make way for you. He will send helpers of destiny to you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are entering into a new realm of abundance, a new realm of joy, a new realm of peace, a new realm of victory, a new realm of demonstration of God's power in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in your career, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because you are pleasing the Lord. Every day of the Lord, you will continue to rejoice. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Somebody here will rejoice. Somebody here will celebrate. Somebody listening to me will be celebrated. In the name of Jesus, days of mourning, days of sorrow, days of frustration has come to an end. You will not hear bad news in the mighty name of Jesus. No bad news will be said concerning you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, continue to rejoice. Rejoice because this is your period of celebration. Because this is your period of visitation. The Almighty God is visiting you. He is performing His wonders in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. For brothers and sisters, everything I've been saying, it relates to those who have a relationship with this God. Can you boldly say you have a relationship with this God? Can you boldly say that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you have not, brothers and sisters, it's not too late. But you have to do so now. Do not postpone. Tomorrow may be too late. Tonight may be too late. Afternoon of today may be too late. You have to accept Jesus Christ now because you don't know what is going to happen next. Accept Him and He's ready to accept you too. Just say wherever you are, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. and it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for these your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins. Let them never go back to their sins. In the mighty name of Jesus. For every one of you that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Almighty God will perform his wonders in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The peace, the love, and joy of God will continue to permeate in every facet of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.